Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tov Lamed Gimel. We are up to Siv Ches. We're on the last line of page Hey. We're about to turn on to page 10. The Mechaber says in Siv Ches, Kosel Shenishdamish Bo Chameitz B'chorin, a wall that you used chameitz in the holes of the wall, V'nofal, and the wall collapsed, Vinasa gal, and now it became a pile of rubble. Afilu eno gavoa shlosha tfachim, even if it is not 3 tfachim high. Kedei chafisa sakelev, which as we'll see in the Mishabura, that means that's the area below 3 tfachim is where a dog is able to search, and there might be a concern that chametz will get revealed. Still, ein tzarech livdok tachtav, you do not need to check under the rubble. Kevan shiyesh bo sakonos akrov, since there is a danger of a scorpion, shemitsuyim begolim. Since when you have a collapsed wall, you have a pile of rubble, it's common to find scorpions there. They are dangerous, and therefore, you don't have to check. Chayshinan shema achar sheyashlim bidikaso. Our concern is that after you finish your bidika of the chametz, she'ino osik b'mitzvah, at which point you're no longer being osik in a mitzvah, yechapes achar machat shenevadlo, you might search after a needle that you lost, v'yovel edei sakona, it might come to a sakona. So the Mechaber is saying the reason why you don't have to check for chametz in a wall that you use with chametz in the holes when it collapses is really because of a sakona. But if you're doing the mitzvah, b'tikas chametz, the mitzvah protects you. The concern is that as you're checking for your chametz, when you finish that, you'll continue on checking without a mitzvah for other things, that it'll be a sakona. Therefore, the halacha is, ein tzarech livdok tachtov. Then the Mechaber says, v'hani mili b'stam. This is a case of a stam wall. You don't know if there's chametz there or not. You have used this wall for chametz, but you don't know for sure there's chametz there. Avol biyadua sheyesh tachtav chametz, but if you know for a fact there's chametz that is under this rubble, so im eino lav gova shlosha tfachim, if the height on top of it of the gal is not more than 3 tfachim, tzarech lo tzio mishon b'mora v'chatzina, you would have to get the chametz out by using these special digging instruments, the inyan she'en bo sakana. By using these instruments, it would not be a sakana, using these tools. That's if it's less than 3 tfachim. V'im yesh olav gova shlosha tfachim, but if there is a height of 3 tfachim over it, mivatlo belibo v'dayu. Then it's enough, you do bittul in your heart, and that's enough, you don't have to get involved in clearing out the rubble. So let's see the Mishabura now, beginning in Sivkatan Lamed Beis. So you had a wall that you use sometimes for chametz. Says the Mishabura, Rotzalomar sheragil hashtamish, it was normal for you to use the holes in this wall for your chametz. Ve'eno yadua sheyesham alshav chametz. However, like we said, you don't know that now there's chametz. You just know it's a place that you have used for chametz, but you don't know if there's chametz over there. So he said, if the wall then collapses, and there's a gal over it, Sivkatan Lamed Gimel, Afilu Eino Gavoa Shlosha Tfachim, even though there's not more than 3 Tfachim over there, Kedei Chafisa Sakelev, Rotzalomu, what the Mechaber means to say is, Shehu Odenu Bichdei Chafisa Sakelev, that there's not more than 3 Tfachim of rubble over it, it's still considered an area where the dog is going to dig in, Shemeiriach HaReach Ad Shlosha Tfachim. We say a dog can smell in up to a height of 3 Tfachim, and the concern is that maybe since it's still the area where a dog can smell, maybe the dog will sniff it out and it'll start searching after it and it will start revealing it on Pesach. That's the chiddush. That even though the gal is at a height that the dog could start making trouble and reveal the chametz, we're still not concerned because of sakana. You don't have to check. So if katan lamedalad ein tzarech livdok, umikomakom tzarech levata belibo. So even though you don't have to check, because it'll be a sakana, but avada, you have to do bittul. Deshema yesham chametz v'yavor alav, because maybe there's in fact chametz there. You'll be over the isra if you don't do bittul. V'imlo bittel ad la'achar zman yisuru. If for some reason you did not do the bittul that you should have done until it came the time of the isra chametz, at which point you can no longer do bittul, because it's not your chametz anymore. So das ola Shabbos that tzarich lechapis memora v'chatzina. Then the ola Shabbos says, so now it's too late to do bittul, you gotta get rid of the chametz. So then, to avoid the sakana of the scorpions, you'd have to go get these instruments, these tools, in order to clear it out and get the chametz. V'ayim be'beis meir shekosav l'adas rashi v'ran hadin imo. So the Beis Meir says that according to the Shita of Rashi and the Ran, the halacha would be like the Ola Shabbos. Rashi is the one that says the reason for the mitzvah b'dikas chametz, so you shouldn't be over and b'alir abayim matzei. Ach l'dasa tosas yesh l'stabi, but according to tosas, the reason why Chazal instituted b'dikas chametz is only so you shouldn't come to eat it. It's not really part of preventing b'alir abayim matzei. So then there would be a safek ayin shum. Sifkatan lamed hey, the reason for this din is sakonas akrav. We're afraid of the sakon of a scorpion. V'dafka b'mokum shemetsuyim akrabim. But this is obviously specifically a place where it's commonly found that there are scorpions. V'efshar d'b'mokum shemetsuyim nechashim. It could be in a place where snakes are found. Tzarech livdok, you would have to check. D'lo shchiach sakante kolkach. Snakes are not considered so dangerous like scorpions. V'ayin b'mashe kasadnu b'simin kufdalud. D'b'mokum shanechashim m'misin dino kamo akravim. Obviously in a place where snakes are dangerous and they are killing, so then obviously they have the same din as scorpions. Sifkotan la'midvav achar shi'ashim b'dikaso. We said the concern for sakana was not during the bedika, because during the bedika the mitzvah protects you. But we're concerned that once you're doing the bedika and you finish your bedika, you'll continue on checking for a dvar harashus for your needle that you lost, and then it will come to sakana. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan la'midvav the bishas bedika, because during the time of the actual bedika of the chametz, afilu mechapes achar machat, even if you're also searching for a needle together with the search for chametz, gam kein havelei shluchei mitzvah v'enizokin, that would also be considered that you're involved in a mitzvah and you wouldn't get damaged. Ukimo, like the Gemara tells us, Ha'omer sela zo letztaka b'shul sheyechya b'ni, a person gives a sela to tztaka and he says, this is so my son should live. That person is the havei tzadik gomer, afal pishu mechavim gam lanoso. Even though he's doing it for his own anah that his son should live, but ilmaisa he's also doing it for the kavanah of tztaka. So we see two kavanahs together are considered the bar mitzvah, and therefore, so long that you're checking for the chametz, even if you're also checking for the needle, that will be considered shulchan mitzvah, it wouldn't be a sakana. But after you finish your bedika and you're only checking for the needle, then it could be a sakana. Sifkatan lamed zayin. So then we said that the case that you don't have to check because of the chashash of the scorpion, that's only if you're not sure there's chametz there. But if you know for a fact that there's chametz there, so then we said it depends. If it's less than a height of 3 tefachim, so then you need to get some instruments and tools to get the chametz out of there. Sifkatan lamizayin tzarech lo tziyo misham, v'im lo asa kein v'over alav ha-pesach, and if you didn't do what you were supposed to do, and then Pesach passed, osir af al-pi shebitlo kechol chametz she'over alav ha-pesach, then even though you did bitl, after Pesach, this chametz will be osir, like any chametz she'over alav ha-pesach, that you didn't do what you were supposed to do. With this chametz here, you were supposed to check it out, get rid of it, by searching for it with the instruments, you didn't do it. Kemo shekosav simen tof memches sivhei. And the last point of Mechaber said in sivches was, v'im yesh olav gova shol shetfachim, if there is a height of 3 tefachim or more over the chametz, then you could just do bitl and that's enough. So says the Mishnah Berurah sivkat in lamemches, this bittul they have to do of the chametz under the gal of 3 tefachim or higher is only a bittul derabbanan. Shema yifakach hagal b'moed. Maybe the rubble will get moved away during the yantif. V'yavra b'yira, and then the chametz will become visible. You'll be over in b'yira. Alvim midaraisa eino over klal, but midaraisa you are not over at all. Didavko lahatmin biyadayim asim midaraisa. Davka, if you went with your hands and you hid the chametz, that would be an issa deraisa. But if it got hidden against your will, like this case, that would only be a drabbanan. Avahacha, kevan, shememela, nafal, alavagal. But over here, you didn't do anything. Memela, the wall collapsed over it, so ain't over, you would not be over. And therefore, the first shita says, this bittel of the chametz that's under the gal of 3 tefachim or higher would only be a bittel drabbanan. However, v'yesh omrim d'midaraisa v'chiyav levatlo. Some say that in this case, it would be a chiyav daraisa to do bittul. D'im lo kein, because if not so, afal pi she'ein daito klalifakeach hagal b'moed, even though you have no intention of revealing and taking away the rubble on the moed, mikomakom over mishum lo yimotzei, you will still be over the issa daraisa of lo yimotzei, kimo b'matmin l'chadchilo, just like if you hit it l'chadchilo. So the first shita was mechalek between hiding l'chadchilo and a flaws memela. The second shita says that it's the same thing, just like if you hit it on purpose, you'd be over on Lo Yimotzei. Here also, when the wall collapsed over it, it would be Lo Yimotzei, and therefore, the din bittul over here would be daraisa according to them. Vilidi tu, according to them, the second shita, im lo bitlu ad la'achar zman isuru, if you do not do the bitl until the zman of Isur Chametz came, in which time it is now not a possibility of doing bitl, because it's not your Chametz anymore, chayv lefakeach hagal, Levaru. Then you would have to clear out the rubble to destroy the chametz. Kevan she'eno b'reshus levatlu, because it's no longer in your reshus to be mevatlit. Okay, however, in nofel olav gal godol. Right, we talk about over here less than three tefachim, more than three tefachim. But let's say you have a huge pile of rubble over it. She'iyasher lefakeach. It's not possible to clear it out. V'hu avud mimenu mikol adam. And this chametz is lost from you and all people. There's no chance it's going to get revealed on Pesach. Lukuli alma mutter. According to everyone, it's mutter. The lo karinan de shalcha. That's not called your chametz. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Mem Ches, he writes, this is in the Magid Avraham in the Shaar Achronim. The kavanosu, his intention is, the lukuli alma einu mukhuyav liskor po alim lefakeach agal. It's posh, it's so difficult to clear out this rubble, you have to hire a crew, you're not mukhuyav to hire a crew. The ayin behagrash ekosav, to be kegon ze einu tzarech levatlo afilu chathchila. And there wouldn't even be an Indian to be mevatel it. So you don't have to check it out, you don't have to clear it out, you don't have to hire a crew, you don't have to do bitl, nothing. If it's a pile that fell on it that's so large, that's not going anywhere, there's no chance of it being revealed, so that is 100% mutta just to leave it as is. And the last Mishabura in Sivches said that if it's not the case of the Mishabura, but if it's three tfachim or more, so you're mevatlo beliwa vidayu. Says the Mishabura, v'im le'achara pesach nispaka chagal v'nizgala chametz, if after Pesach, all of a sudden the rubble got cleared away and the chametz got revealed, harehu mutter af ba'achila, that chametz is mutter ba'achila. She'chametz she'over alav ha'pesach einu aser ele mishub knas. The whole reason, as we'll see later on, that there's an isra of chametz she'over alav ha'pesach is a fine that you didn't do what you're supposed to do. She'knasu chachametz mishum she'over ha'ba'yiro ba'yimotze min ha'toro mitivei sofrim. Chazal gave a knas to you because you over ba'yiro ba'yimotze d'araisu d'rabonim. Kemo she'yivur b'simen tof mem ches. But in this case, lo over all of kulam, you weren't over any iser, the ain royal lakunso, and there's no reason to give a knas, and therefore, if the chametz eventually got revealed, it would be mutter to be in at the Pesach. Says the mechaber Vaiter Siftes, Martef, a wine cellar, shemisadrin bo shuro shachavios, where they line up rows of barrels of wine, zo etzel zo, this next to that one, achin ismale kulo, until it's all filled with barrels of wine. So the whole bottom, you have different rows of wine. And then you go ahead and you fill up a row on top of that row, all the way up to the ceiling, the first Mishnah in Pesachim that most people are familiar with. So you have a martef that is filled with barrels of wine. You have length by width, the whole area filled on level one, and then you go on top of it, on top of it, on top of it, till the whole area is full. Now, what do you do in terms of bedikas chametz? So says the Mechaber, Ain't tzarech livdok ela shura ha'elyona. You only have to check the top row, v'acheres lamata mimena, and one more row underneath it. Dahainu shura al panei rochav ha'martev, one row on the width of the wine cellar, v'lo al kol shetach ha'martev, not the whole area on top, not the whole top level, ela ha'elyona ha'roa es ha'kora v'es ha'pesach, v'acheres lamata mimena. So the Mechaber Paskins, you only have to check. So again, you have tons of rows and going upwards, going sideways, all these different rows of bottles of wine or barrels of wine. All you have to check is the highest level, which is on the outside, the highest outside row, the Elyona, which is row Es Hakora. It's facing the ceiling of the wine cellar, Es HaPesach, and the front. So it's that front top corner, the top front row, that's all you have to check. V'acheres lamatim ena, and one other row below it. That's how the Mechaber passes this case. Says the Mishabura, if katan mem, martev shemisadrin bo. So says the Mishabura, very important point, v'dafka martev shemistapik imenu l'tzara su'uda. If it's a wine cellar that you never go into during a suda, you avada don't have to check it because there's no chash of chametz. We're talking about a wine cellar that you supply wine to your suda From there, shepa'amim holeich hashamish be'emtza suda. Sometimes the waiter will go in the middle of the suda, upito biyado, and he's holding his bread in his hand, lahavi od yayin lashulchan, and he's going to bring out more wine to the table, v'shocheach sham es pito, and we're concerned that maybe he forgot some of his bread there. So it's a wine cellar that you go to, or someone goes to, during a suda with possibly bread in his hand. That's why there's a din bedika at all over here. We learned earlier, and if it's a place that you store things and you never go in there with bread in your hands, so you wouldn't have to check it. That's point number one. Sifkotan mem aleph ain't tzarich livdok, ayin bir alacha. Sifkotan mem beis, v'lo al kol shedach amarte. If you don't have to check the whole area, ratzalomer, what it means to say is, she'ain tzarich livdok kol hel yonos, haros is a tikra. You don't have to check the whole top level, all the barrels that are facing the ceiling, ba'orach v'rochav shakol amartev, the whole length and width of the martev. Because remember, we have barrels lengthwise and widthwise, the whole area. So it doesn't mean the top level, every barrel that's facing the ceiling. Rak shura achas ha'achrona. Just one last row, she connected at Pesach. Like imagine you filled up this whole area. The last row that you filled up, that the top of the barrels are facing the ceiling, the outside of the barrels are facing the outside of the martev. That's the only row you have to check. She roes atikir ves apesta biyachad. It's the row that sees the ceiling and the doorway together. So it's on the upper, outer part of the martev. Va'od shuras chavios achas lamata imena, and one other row lengthwise underneath this row. She roe rakas apesach levad. The row underneath it obviously is not facing the ceiling, because there's a row on top of it. It's only facing the doorway, the opening outside. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Sif Yud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.